For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Construction began this week on the state's first large-scale project to create habitat and reduce exposed lake bed around the ailing Salton Sea. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
The sea, which is actually a large man-made lake, has been receding in recent years, exposing nearby communities to toxic dust. The Species Conservation Habitat Project seeks to create a network of ponds and wetlands around the southern end of the sea that will provide fish and bird habitat as well as suppress dust emissions and will cover more than 4,000 acres. The project is part of the state's Salton Sea Management Program and is a more than $200 million investment. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
People aged 65 and older can begin getting vaccinated against COVID-19 today in Riverside County. Governor Gavin Newsom announced Wednesday that residents 65 and older will now be eligible to receive the vaccine, following new guidance from the federal government. The previous age requirement for Tier 1 of Phase 1B was 75 years old. Several free vaccine clinics are scheduled to get underway over the next week countywide as officials continue to work to speed up the rate of vaccinations in a quest to thwart the spread of the coronavirus. The scheduled clinics will continue to accommodate residents in Phase 1A of the state's vaccine distribution plan, including healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities. Medi-Cal, the state's low-income health program, would get more than half of the healthcare dollars under California Governor Gavin Newsom's proposed state budget. But advocates say that funding isn't going where it's most needed, as Cap Radio's Sammy Keola explains.
62% of the money allotted to Health and Human Services would go to Medi-Cal. The total spent on the program would be up $5 billion from last year. Part of that is because more people are expected to sign up for Medi-Cal. The state estimates the caseload will jump about 12% in the next year and ultimately cover 40% of California's population. But the program won't expand to cover undocumented immigrants over age 65, a vow Newsom made before the pandemic but then shelved. The governor says he won't make more people eligible for a program that already suffers from long wait times and other barriers to care. He's proposing a full overhaul of Medi-Cal by 2022. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Keola.
California's new proposed state budget includes billions of dollars to curb climate change and prevent wildfires. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports the state's legislative analyst's office suggests lawmakers make one-time funds stretch further.
California has a projected $15 billion surplus for the next fiscal year. That's partly why Governor Gavin Newsom wants to invest $1 billion in wildfire prevention for initiatives like prescribed burns, forest thinning, and making homes fire ready. Rachel Ehlers with the Legislative Analyst Office suggests lawmakers consider turning the dollars into programs with long-term impacts.
The need is so great, so it's just, where can we be most effective? Where can we get the biggest bang for the buck?
Ehlers says the governor's proposal to build electric vehicle charging infrastructure has the potential for long-term impact. That initiative would help the state meet its 2025 goal to create 250,000 charging stations. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
The westbound Riverside 91 freeway will be completely closed Friday night in Corona, along with a transition bridge at the 91 and Interstate 15 as part of ongoing improvement projects, and motorists are advised to map out alternate routes ahead of time. Beginning at 11 p.m. Friday and continuing until 5 a.m. Saturday, all westbound lanes on the 91 between the Corona 71 Expressway and Highway 241 in Anaheim Hills will be shut down, according to the Riverside County Transportation Commission. RCTC officials warned of possible significant travel delays for anyone trying to head west on the 91 through Corona Friday night. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.